In this first talk, I'm going to tackle the question, what is mysticism? Because of the many different definitions and usages of the terms mystic, mystical, and mysticism, I'll begin by discussing a few of these definitions in order to give you an idea of some of the distinctive characteristics of mysticism as defined within what I'm going to be calling the orthodox approach. I'll be considering the work of a number of scholars, including William James, F.C. Happold, and others. I'll also introduce and explain what I mean by the phrase, the mysticism of being here. Although there have been, and are, many different interpretations of the terms mystical and mysticism, we need to establish at the outset a clear distinction between the tendency in many contexts to use these terms as synonyms for mysterious, unclear, vague, or inexplicable, and the very particular meanings ascribed to these terms in a religious context. In the former case, there are associations with wizards, magic, mists, and even anything with a mystique attached to it. These are not associations that add to any understanding of mysticism in the sense that I'll be discussing it in this course. However, there is a point at which the popular and theological conceptions of mysticism converge, namely, that the etymology of the word mystic itself can be traced back to the Greek mysteries. F.C. Happold writes, "A mystic was one who had been initiated into these mysteries, through which he'd gained an esoteric knowledge of divine things and been reborn into eternity." As Happold points out, this original conception of the mystic changed over time, particularly in the fusion of Greek and Oriental philosophy which occurred in the centuries immediately preceding the birth of Christ. In more recent times, the terms mysticism and mystical are used to describe particular qualities of experience or modes of consciousness within the context of theology, religious studies, and philosophy. Within these circles, there is a consensus in describing mysticism as a set of beliefs, practices, and traditions that arise from a core of distinctive experiences. Rather than try to propose a generic definition, I'll provide some examples of the ways in which these writers use the term. William James's famous study, The Varieties of Religious Experience, was first published in 1902. It is one of the first serious attempts to examine religious experiences, rather than religious ideas, theories, and public doctrines or rituals. In his study, James's interest and focus is on individuals, as he puts it, in their solitude, so far as they apprehend themselves